Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. Whoa.
That was beautiful.
I am Vicky Barcelona. And with me as always is Ooh Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's your contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And I believe we got a message on the Instagrams.
On the Instagram, we did. This is from Tawanda. I hope I said that right. Hi, ladies. I was listening to the NPR show The American Life. Here's a theory. Every 7 years, married couples need to reassess if they want to stay married. Or if they want to stay in this marriage. So they need to get married again or get divorced. The host and my fiance disagree. They believe that the bonds of marriage with no escape clause are better for a long-term success for marriage. I, on the other hand, believe the push to reassess your marriage every 7 years makes a marriage stronger. It makes you choose to stay knowing you have the freedom to leave. The guest had put up this theory, all marriages last 7 years. What do you ladies think? Thanks.
I feel like a lot of people who used to say, like, they don't do marriages like they used to back then. Like, people don't stay together. And I think it's for two reasons. One, because, you know, not to get too old-timey, but back then women really didn't have the option to leave. Because they, a lot of times, were stay-at-home moms. They didn't have a degree, like, back in, like, the 50s and stuff.
They had to just, take care of the household and the children.
So if they left, they would have no money. There were no laws to really help them out. And no skills or anything, so getting a job would be that much harder. And they would get looked down upon in society. So there's that stigma, like, I can't get divorced, even though I hate my marriage, I might hate my significant other, but I have to stick through this. And that's why they lasted until they're 90 years old or something.
Until they die.
Until they die. And so when divorce became a little easier to get, there was still that stigma, but it was a lot better for people because it got them out of very unhealthy relationships.
Yeah.
I feel the reason why there's probably a lot of divorce now is because I feel like there's a lot of divorce for your first marriage. I feel like a lot of people probably have like their second marriage and that's the one that's going to last.
Or maybe third for some people.
But like, I feel it's a lot of people get married at a very young age just because it's so exciting. They get excited by the wedding. Not the marriage, right?
Yeah.
They want to, like, my hubby, they want to be able to brag about it. It's like a weird
thing. And it used to be so, I mean, how old were your parents when they got married, you know?
I think my mom was like 22.
Exactly. My parents were a little older, but not by much, maybe 25 or.
Yeah, my dad was 25, I think.
Yeah, they had my brother when my mom was 27, you know? So it's like everything happened sooner in our lives. And for me, like growing up, I wanted to be married and have both of my kids before 30. And then now growing up, you know, you kind of realize times are changing. People are kind of taking longer with that, which
I think it's partially to do with like the economy and stuff. It's harder for us to like get, I mean, not me because I didn't go to college and have that debt, but trying to get out of your, you know, get out, you know, finish paying off your student loans, getting a job, getting situated takes a lot longer because things haven't really changed financially for a lot of people.
Everything's getting more expensive.
Basically. And they're not raising our, they're not giving us more money kind of a situation.
And I don't really think people really even put that into a matter of fact back in the day. At least for my parents, I know they didn't. They were not well off at all. They were kind of on the more poor side and they still got married. And even when they had kids, my mom worked at a flower shop, like on the street. So it was like, we're more, I don't know if it's practical or I feel like everyone kind of drills in the brain, like you have to be financially ready and you have to whatever, you know.
I think it's, well, they also, even if you aren't financially ready, they probably didn't have $60,000 of student loan debt hanging over their head.
True.
Trying to pay that and rent and all these other things. So financially, it's a lot harder definitely to do it at the same age. So in that sense, that has changed. So people, I think, also saw their parents struggle. Like, I think your dad has talked about this on air, how he would just see his dad work at, I think, the sugar mill. The sugar mill and just be so miserable. But that was what you did. It was work. It wasn't fun. You work because that's what you do. You work.
Work to pay the dollar,
And I feel like even looking at our parents, like seeing, like maybe it's just me and you can give me your input because your dad didn't have the typical job that most dads have.
Yeah.
He had a very atypical job. But seeing my parents come to this country and bust their ass to do these jobs, and I see them like not really happy, you know, at their jobs because it's grueling, it's hard. As you get older, it's going to be harder on their bodies. So I feel like myself and a lot of other children of immigrants feel this obligation to succeed. Mm. You have to be better, whether it's go to school, get that degree, or just be way more successful than your parents.
Because they made the sacrifice for you guys to have a better life and to do that.
Exactly. So you feel this urge. And also, like, I want to one day be able to take care of them. Like, I don't want you to have to work anymore, Mom. Like, I want you to sit back and do what you want to do. Like, if you want to get a job, get a job. If you want to just stay at home and garden and, you know, foster children, you know, do that as like a thing, like, you know, where you can give back, if you will. Like, I want you to be able to chill and do what makes you happy and not have to worry about a dime. Like, that is my dream one day.
Yeah, well, you hope they'll retire and be well off. Like, right. I mean, they're probably, I mean, they still have like 10, 15 years from that. But you hope when they reach that age that they
But I don't want them to
good.
Ever worry about, like, you know, if Anything. Something were to happen, like, it would take a big dip or chunk out of their retirement or something. Like, I want them to be able to, like, hey, you want to go on vacation? Like, okay, here, like,
yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Like, I want to be successful enough to where I can make that happen for them.
Yeah.
And I think that might be just a cultural thing as well.
Well, I think that's like every, like, of course you would want to be able to take care of your parents, whether that's, but, you know, have them live with you when they get older and, you know, or put them in a retirement, a really nice retirement home.
But, like, not even like when they're old, like where they can't take care of themselves anymore. Like, if I could right now, like, I want to, like, hey, let me pay for everything. Let me take care of it. Like, I'm a millionaire now. Like, girl, I want to do all these things. Like, that is my dream.
I keep telling you, get that OnlyFans going. And you can soon, probably.
I know. I just got it. I got the verification. I got the email that I am now officially, like, verified in the sense of, like, you have to show them your ID and a picture of you holding your ID and make sure you're a real person, not a bot.
Okay.
So I'm allowed to now have a fan page. So I've got to build it now.
Thank God this is taking time.
Right. It's not like it's been a crazy year or anything.
But going back to this person, how do you feel about the 7 years kind of either deciding if you want to remarry your husband or divorce them?
One, I think that'd be kind of a cute little, like, do a ceremony every 7 years. I think that's a kind of a cute idea. Like, even if
it's renew your vows kind of thing.
Even if it's just the two of you doing it by yourselves, that's cool. But I think that it's a real thing because I think they've done studies on that. Like, monogamy isn't really the way we are meant to be. Like, you do fall in love and you go through, like, these really, like, I think it's called, like, limbrance, where you're super infatuated. You have the butterflies and stuff, but that does fade.
Yeah. Oh, it feels so good.
It always fades. And that's not a bad thing. That's just how we are designed.
I don't know if it always fades, though. I really don't believe it always does.
I think, there's always exceptions to all the rules.
My parents, like, definitely still, like, get butterflies and get excited and, like, oh, my God, I really, really, like, I can't wait to see your dad. Like, you know, like, still have that, like, wanting and companionship.
I feel like the best, I know it's kind of a weird situation, but I think one of the best things that happened was them moving to different states.
Yeah.
Because that does force you to really think, like, hey, do I really want to be with this person? And then, like, making an effort to talk to them, and that kind of adds to it.
Yeah, adds to the, ooh, you know, what is it? Distance makes the heart grow fonder or whatever the hell. Every 7 years, because something happens every 7 years, right?
I think they call it the 7-year itch.
Is that what it is? Okay.
I think it's your feelings technically start to, like, that's when they found, studies have found that's when it starts to kind of fade. And
7 years. Because I was like, why wouldn't it be like 10 years or 5 years? You know, seven is such a random number.
Yeah, they did, I think, a study where they call it the 7-year itch, where it's just like, oh, I don't really want to be married anymore. And I feel like we change so much as human beings within ourselves, with our surroundings and everything. So the person you, like, married, you might be a different person in 7 years.
Okay, so what if your husband or boyfriend, right? You guys are talking about getting married, and he said, yes, like, I want to get married, however, every 7 years we need to either re-get married or decide to get a divorce. Like, that was his thing. That's what he believes and wants to do. Would you be okay with that?
I think it's so, because it's not an unrealistic thing, because after spending that much time with somebody and sitting down and being like, okay, let's evaluate, like, and even, like, I'm not saying you're not going to talk about your relationship in the 7 years up until that point, but it's like, okay, what have we been through in the last 7 years? I think it's almost a very comforting, like, meditative moment, like, between the two of you, if you get together and be like, sir, so let's pretend you and I have been together for 7 years. It's okay. Like, all right, so we've been up through all these ups and downs in the last 7 years. Then you can, like, reminisce and be like, oh, but, you know, we went on this vacation. We got through, you know, this really difficult time in 2020. And, like, you're able to kind of reminisce and really reevaluate everything.
But it's not always going to be happy. It's going to be like, but remember that one time where I looked through your phone and I saw that really hot girl, you know?
Well,
like,
for one, why are you looking through your significant other's phone? That's like a red flag.
Well,
right
I was
there.
Just, like, looking at, yeah. like, to because I was borrowing it to call someone, and all of a sudden this text pops up, and then there's this naked bitch. Like, you know, like then you reminisce on really all the 7 years.
I feel like that probably you wouldn't get to the 7 year mark if that happened and be like, okay, divorce right here and now. But I think it also evaluate, like, it makes you sit and discuss that. Like, why did that happen? Like,
yeah, hopefully that already had happened.
Yeah, like but I feel like that wouldn't be a bad thing to bring up. So let's say that happened 2 years before, the 5 years mark. You saw that happen, you worked it out and everything, and you can bring it back. It's like, so this happened, we got through it, this is how we got through it. Is there anything, like, let's say, you know what, I was feeling really lonely and disconnected from you, Sarah, and that's why I had, like, remember, I'm dating you in this scenario.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yes, okay, just making sure.
I immediately was like, you would never feel disconnected, Vicky. I would give you all the love and attention.
But just in the case of the scenario, it's like, you know what? I was feeling disconnected. I wasn't being truthful. And I'm pretending also that you would forgive me, that you are, you would be.
Okay.
I feel like you would just set me on fire. I'm laughing, but I'm also scared.
You should be.
But that idea of, like, we were able to get past it. So why was that? Why did that even happen in the first place? Like, how are, like, moving forward? Let's say we decide to move forward the next 7 years. How can we prevent that from happening again? What are steps that I can take so this doesn't happen, or that you don't do something? Like, let's say you were just like, you know what, I'm, you know, very depressed and I don't want to have sex with you. And it's like, okay, we're not having sex, Sarah. Like, and that's also like, hey, you know what, I need to be more open, or I need to go do therapy. I think it's a nice way to sit there and discuss things within, like, what's been wrong, what's been right in the relationship, and same with, like, what's right with you, what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a negative connotation on divorce. I feel like it's a sad thing. Like, it sucks. Like, divorce sucks, but it doesn't necessarily mean that a happy marriage is over. It just means that a bad one was.
Yeah, it could be like a celebration. I love that people have divorce parties, but at the end of the day, it technically is a failure, and we're still so, like, our society and stuff is still so against failing. And I mean, it is a failed marriage. That's, like, what a divorce is. So that's why I feel like there is still such a, you know, bad juju around it. Yeah. And I mean, like, I don't think anybody wants a failed marriage.
And I feel like it's just the way you look at it. I feel like if we are able as a society to change the way and not think of it as a failure, just, like, marriage isn't a game, isn't a race or anything like that. So it's not like you win or you fail. Like, when you die and you're still married, that you win, because what if one person dies in a bus accident tomorrow? You know, like, that's how you win at marriage. You don't. So the idea of there being a failed marriage seems kind of weird if you think about it.
But I mean, you win if you have, like,
successful marriage.
A long, successful, loving marriage.
But
you know?
I think it could just, you could have, like, I've seen people who are like, you know what, we are the best of friends and we care about each other deeply. We just realize we're not meant to be as a couple, or we're growing into different directions. And I have friends that are like, you know what, I adore my ex-wife. She's awesome. She's a great human being. It's just, we're not, you know what, we didn't end up working out. And they're still, like, that marriage ended up being a happy marriage. And it ended happily. So it didn't fail, because everything, like, the marriage lasted and was good for what it was. And then they moved on.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a failed marriage. I mean, like, the marriage itself, like, y'all could have been better off never getting married, you know?
Maybe.
Like,
maybe sometimes you do need to, like, get married and learn the things you need to learn. Like, it's kind of like relationships when people say, I wish I never dated him, because there's relationships that took me a long, long time to get over. But I don't regret it. And if I can go back in time, I wouldn't, like, not do it. Like, if I could tell my, you know, 22-year-old self, don't date this guy. This guy's going to break your heart.
Date that a-hole. He's going to break your heart. You won't get over it for a few years, but do it anyway.
But you need to, because it's just part of the story, if you will, of your life. It's part of the journey. You kind of have to go through the bad stuff sometimes to kind of learn about yourself, to learn about each other. And if you can continue on for the next 7 years, like, that's awesome.
It's crazy, because when I first read this message, I was kind of on the fence about it. And I was very much like, well, that's interesting. Like, huh, okay, I mean, 7 years, that's like a chunk of time. You get to kind of see if you want to stay or not. And then when us talking about it, like, if I had given the scenario, like, if my boyfriend gave the scenario that I gave to you, I would be completely against it. Like, I'm like, I don't want anyone to marry me, and I don't want anyone to, like, say I do if you're not, right now, like, going to be in it forever. You know, and if there's, like, and that's just kind of an out. I do feel like you know, you should have all of these conversations and like go through the hard times. If I see boobs on your phone, or like if we're not having sex because I'm depressed, you should deal with that in that time and work through it, and not, okay, well, 7 years, like, let, you know,
well,
like,
I don't think it's necessarily they mean like you're going to hold on to all the problems and all the bad things until the 7 year mark.
But I don't think at 7 years you should reflect on everything and bring up all the good stuff and all the bad stuff again. Be like, yo, dude, that happened like 5 years ago. Like, why are, like, no, we got,
I don't know,
it. We
Facebook does it every day. It's like this day 5 years ago.
Like, I'm not dating that damn person anymore. I hate that bitch. No, but like,
it's interesting.
For me, there's no, I mean, I feel the same way with, or I did with prenups. I was very much like, I never understood them. And my dad is very adamant about getting one. Mm-hmm. And I now get it, because if something happens, or if I marry and then my dad dies, like, I would get whatever is in his will, and if there's a prenup, then my husband can't steal it from me if he divorces me, right? So I get it now to cover his own ass. But for me, if like my family didn't have anything and I didn't have anything, I never understood getting one, because I'm like, why? To me, that's just like, okay, we're going in this thinking that this is gonna end, like, why even go into it in the first place? You
but
know,
it's kind of that thing too, like, if you know it's not gonna end, then why are you worried about it? It's like, I remember I had an ex-boyfriend who, same one I might have talked about earlier.
the one that broke your heart?
Yeah. Well, he was adamant, like, let's get married. Because that was his solution to, around the time, so we broke up once, and I think it was like in August, because I think I was technically single on my birthday. That was fun. and we got back together beginning of September.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told him, we're not playing this Ross and Rachel crap.
Oh, if man, it's the most exhausting thing
right.
ever.
And I'm like, this is the one time we're doing this. We're back together. If we break up again, it's for good. And that's what ended up happening. We broke up, I think, in October. And that
okay,
was
so
it.
That really didn't no, last didn't. Long.
But like, when we got back together, the day we got back together, he's like, let's just go get married so we'd be forced to solve our problems.
Oh,
and I'm just like, do you listen to yourself? Mind you, this is the same guy that got married a year after we broke up.
I was going to say, he probably got some bitch pregnant to all the problems.
No, he didn't get her. He didn't get her pregnant, luckily enough for him. But he ended up getting proposed, got engaged like 3 or 4 months after we broke up, and then got married within the year. And then within like 2-3 years, they ended up getting divorced.
That could have been your future.
Right. But that's the thing. Like, it's like, it's the logic of that is kind of the same with prenups. It's like, well, if you're going to be together, like, let's just get married. I'm like, well, that's, no, if we're going to be together forever, why can't you just wait to get married? It's like, if you're going to be together forever, what does it matter if that's there or not?
Wait, so are you for or against prenups?
I'm totally for, like, if that's, like, I'm really indifferent. If, like, if I find a guy and he's like, hey, let's get a prenup, I'm like, okay. And if he doesn't want a prenup, okay. Unless I win the lottery, then we'll maybe talk.
See, I was very, like, I was obviously against it, and then my dad was like, dude, no. And my dad is my dad, but like, he's very smart when it comes
very
to that
practical.
Crap. And he's very practical. And like, so he kind of told, and I was like, oh, damn. And so then I told my boyfriend, I'm like, yo, dude, like, we're going to have to get a prenup. And he was just like, okay, whatever. Like, we can have one, we can not have one. He was so just like,
whatever,
nonchalant about it. And I was like, oh, okay. Because I kind of felt weird about being like, because for me, it sounds like, Why would we need one if we're going to stay together forever? Why would we get married if we're planning on staying? Why would, you know, like, it's just, I don't know.
I feel like you never know what life will
Yeah, but
will
it's
throw
like, if he was like, dude, that's very true. That's very, very true. You never know. And you, I mean, it could be my actions. It could be his actions.
Right.
But I think the whole 7 year thing, like, if you're going to plan on getting a divorce, you're not going to wait 7 years, 14 years, 21 years. Look at that math I just did.
I'm proud of you.
7 times 2, 7 times 3. I don't know. It's weird that I had such an opinion on it after we start talking about it. So you're for it. I'm not for it.
I feel like, I mean, if that's something they want to do, like, I don't think it's a bad thing. Like, I mean,
and you'd be totally okay.
If my significant other's like, let's do this. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. The only way he was going to marry you if every 7 years.
We can reevaluate. And I think it's nice because then you have two options. Like, it's like, you're either going to get a divorce or you're going to celebrate 7 years of marriage and 7 more years of marriage.
Dude, what if it's like the middle ground and you're both like, I don't know. You're like, I mean, I still love you, but like, I don't know. I probably could like other. Like, it's just so like,
I feel
just
like,
mediocre.
I think there's people that like think that you're going to have butterflies 100% of the time for all the years. Because I mean, your parents have butterflies now, but I'm certain that there was a chunk of time,
oh, yeah,
especially with kids involved. Because I'm sure you were a delight.
Always a delight.
Where it's super stressful and you're just super over it.
Well, see, and that's where it's like the 7 years thing, it can totally just give you an easy out. Like, yeah, but there's probably greener grass on the other side. Like,
there's always going to be greener.
I don't want to stick this out anymore because It's just blasé.
But that's true whether or not you have that 7-year thing or not. You can be like, you know what? I don't want to stick around
yeah,
anymore.
But I think for you, for me, it would be more like, we don't even have a discussion on 7 years to get a divorce or not. Like, we're going to just stick this through to see if it gets better.
I feel like, you know what I thought of is having that 7-year mark. Let's say you have that moment where it's like super tough. Like, you have all the kids screaming, you and your husband are fighting, money's tight because, you know, someone lost a job or whatever it may be. You have all
COVID
this stress.
Happened.
Right? It's just all this stress and going on. You're like, oh my God, you know, I don't feel connected to my partner. I don't even want to be married anymore. And you have this guilt of feeling that. You're like, I feel guilty and I feel bad for possibly wanting a divorce. And some people, maybe not you necessarily, because I don't think this would be you, but people would wait it out. They might stick around in a marriage that they shouldn't be in.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the 7-year thing, it's almost a sense of freedom. Like, you don't have that guilt. You don't feel like you're going to, this was a commitment you two made. So you're like, you know what? I think I do want a divorce. Like, it's not coming out of nowhere. It's not going to surprise them. They're not.
Unless they're feeling the exact same way. But in my opinion, if you're having all of these feelings, no matter if it's close to the 7-year, not like, y'all should talk to each other.
Right. And I'm sure that's, I mean, a healthy relationship. You need to be talking not just every 7 years. But there is that nice.
The guys would love that. Once every 7 years, we will talk about our feelings and our relationship. Every guy would be like, okay, I'm on board.
I'm in.
Deal.
But I feel like there's that feeling of the pressure's off. Like, I don't feel like such a like horrible person because it's like, okay, you know what? We've gone through these things. You know, we had that tough time. You know, COVID hit. We were broke. The kids are freaking obnoxious. Like, I wanted to throw them out the window.
I feel like if you're feeling that and he's not blindsided, he's feeling the same way.
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that would be like, you know what? We are both so tired. And that's when you can be like, you should have been doing it beforehand. But you can, like, let's say, assume that did happen. You did talk about it and you worked on the plan to be like, yeah, that's how we were feeling. And I am really tired right now, but we took those steps. Like, you know what? Let's make time for ourselves. Let's do these. And we're working on it.
You have a separate calendar, like, counting down 7 years.
It's a 7-year anniversary.
Yeah. And you just, like, explode with all of these emotions.
Right.
That would be something. Maybe then he'll be like, I'm so glad you want a divorce because I want one now after
it's
this
like,
conversation.
Oh God. Don't poke the bear if you're not afraid.
And I'm
then
afraid.
Then be freaked out. Oh, that's me. It's like, don't poke at me because I'm pretty good at staying calm, even in a difficult situation.
You are. She is. She's very good at that.
Which
I
is
am
weird.
Not.
Unless I'm drunk. Don't. When I'm drunk, I'm complete nonsense.
Then you're like me.
Yes.
When
except
I'm sober.
Except less angry, more crying.
Girl, I cry a lot too.
Yeah. Anywho, still less angry.
Probably accurate.
But I've had same ex-boyfriend. God, he was a mess.
And you'd still date him if you talked to your younger self.
Just because I needed to realize this. Because at the time I was dating him, I had about a year or so before, I had broken up with a guy. And he was so closed off from his emotions. Super, like, wall around his heart, his soul, his everything. And so after we broke up, I was like, I'm so used to this that I kind of became him. Mm-hmm. I became very closed off from everyone, foot out the door. So I had a hard time. I didn't cry for like 2 years.
Damn.
Not even like by myself cry or anything.
I cry every other day at least.
Right. So mind you, I was like 20, 21 or so. And then I met this guy who was 22. And we dated for a year. But there were months like he cried multiple times before I cried.
This guy,
the guy that broke my heart.
Were you like, what the hell is going on?
And I felt so bad that I couldn't cry too.
And you're so, like, really trying. You're like, come on, Vicky, cry. Shed a tear for him.
And I couldn't because I was that, like, just closed off. And then he kept poking. He's like, I want to see what's, you know, I want the real you. Come on, let it out. And then one day,
all of you came out.
Oh, I cried for a whole day and I couldn't stop. Like, I would just start crying again. And they just unleashed all these emotions I didn't know I was holding back.
Was he around for that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Was he like,
oh, yeah. Because I was
stop now?
I was like a total bitch up until that. I was so bitchy. I was just not happy that day. And then it just all came out.
And then you probably felt way better.
Yeah, but
kind of.
And then he realized, like, oh, crap. There was a reason that wall was up. That dam was holding everything up.
And then did you become, like, a crier and way more emotional since then?
Yep.
And then he was like, oh, man, let's stuff all these emotions back in you.
Right. And then it's like, don't poke at the dam if you're not afraid. If, you know, be aware
the floodgates
when they open, because they will come right out. And I'm glad that happened, because I realized how much I was holding back, and that's not his responsibility. Like, he wanted to take care of me. He wanted to, like, fix me, if you will, because all the pain or whatever that I had.
We all have that one person that we want to fix.
Right.
And it never works.
And I was always the one fixing people. I was always taking care of everyone else. Surprise, surprise. So I was excited that somebody actually wanted to do that for me. Like, wanted to be that person for me. And when he realized that was a big task, and I mean, that's not his responsibility. Now that I'm older, I realize that. So I always had this...
like, a lot of emotions came with a lot of baggage.
Yeah. So I was very... I held a grudge for a long time. I'm like, you wanted to fix me, and then you felt like that was too much work, and then you left. Yeah. So screw you. Even though technically I broke up with him.
There was too much to fix, girl.
Yeah. But it's like, that wasn't his responsibility. And it took me years of self... you know, evaluating and therapy and everything to realize, like, that's nobody's job to fix except my own.
Well, and in the long run, too, I mean, he helped jumpstart that process.
Exactly. And that's why I don't regret it.
Yeah.
I have a tattoo, technically, because of that.
What? Because of him?
No, because of what I learned.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I take back my bleh.
Thank you. Well, it says someone, and this counts for a lot of different points in my life, not just that. But it's like, someone I loved once gave me a box full of darkness. It took me years to understand that this, too, was a gift.
Whoa, that is edgy.
So the idea that you might have been giving all these bad things, like the negatives, that's why the whole 7-year thing doesn't worry me. It's like, okay, you know what? The divorce could be this box of darkness, this horrible thing that we're all looking at. But in one day, it will be a gift, because either I learned something from this. You still had those amazing moments. Like, I still have moments where I remember, like, fun, like, something will remind me. I'm like, oh, yeah, we got to do this, and it was really fun. I don't want to do it again.
I'm trying to avoid that darkness, so I mean, I just wouldn't get married.
That's just the natural thing, but, like, you kind of have to... I was afraid of kind of doing anything or, like, taking any risks or meeting people. I became really cynical after him and not wanting, like, to let anybody close to me again, because I'm like, cool, I got close to somebody, and it totally blew up in my face. And that's what I've been working on the last however many years of therapy.
10? Well, 10 years of your life. Right. I don't know how much has been in therapy, but...
Yeah, so... But that's basically my thought to it.
That's a very positive attitude to...
It's almost gross.
The darkness.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And that's why, like, the idea of divorce doesn't worry me, just because, like, it could fail. Like, it's a crapshoot. Like, you can go into it with the best intentions. But unless you've been with somebody for 20 years, even then, like,
even
some people...
Then, you're only half of a marriage. Like, it takes two to tango. So you have no control over the other person, really, at all.
Exactly. So you don't know what is going to happen. Like, what if, you know, you hear cases of people getting hit on the head, and they're completely different after that.
I know. I'm so sad.
No, but I mean, like, maybe I'm basing this off of TV shows, but... Like,
probably. But, like, they're completely different. Like, their attitude.
Whether it's different things. Like, oh, I used to not like ketchup, and now I do, or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, you change. Like, all these teeny little things do build up who you are. And so with enough tiny things changing, you do become a different person. And it just happens.
Oh, man.
It's not a bad thing. I think it's...
I disagree.
I'm curious.
It's something that I never want. I mean, it might happen, and it, you know, and if it does, it does. And
don't get me
wrong. I'll be a hot mess, and I'll be in therapy, and I'll cry every day instead of every other day like I do now. And
I mean, it's not something that I'm going to go into. I'm like, I hope we get divorced one day, but I...
I can't wait for our 7-year anniversary, because I'm going to dump your ass.
But it's nice to think that, you know, people back then couldn't get divorced, or women who were, like, I think it was...
Yeah, but now it's so easy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so easy, which I feel like...
It's a gift, in a way.
And I feel like it's some people's cop-out.
It could be.
It's so easy to get a divorce. You just sign up and you're like, or serve someone, it's, you know, rather than, like, putting in the hard work. It's like, but I have better boobs on my phone, so bye.
Right. Which, if you marry a guy who's still got his Tinder on his profile, you're kind of the dumb one. No.
Hey, man. Pornhub, you know.
I mean, Pornhub is a different thing. I mean, I look at Pornhub.
Biggie B's got better boobs on her phone.
Anyways, but... That was a very interesting question.
Yes.
I really like it. If you guys have any other ones like that, but I want to hear what you guys think. This isn't so much of a, do you agree with Sarah? Do you agree with Vicky? I'm like, I want to hear your thoughts on it in general.
Yeah, because I didn't even know what side I was on until I put myself in that situation and just thought, wow, what if my boyfriend was like, hey, here you go. So think about that. Would you be okay if your significant other was like every 7 years, mm-hmm. we're either getting married again or divorcing.
Heavy, but it was very interesting.
It was.
I liked it.
It was.
All right. Well, guys, we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.